series of studies. It's called The Gifts from God with Love. And each week we're talking about a different gift. It's actually a family and marriage series. So we've talked about the gift of singleness. 2 weeks ago we talked about the gift of marriage last week. And today we're going to talk about the gift of children. There are some very unique and maybe you could say even outlandish ideas out there. I guess there always have been, no matter what time in history you would be in. But some strange ideas and things about children and about parenting children. I came across one of them. These two guys, their names are on your sheet, Adam Swift and Harry Brighouse, did a study. You know, everybody's doing studies. And these two men did a study on families and child rearing. And the title of the study, once it was completed and presented, was in the form of a question. And the title was, "Is Having a Loving Family an Unfair Advantage?" And they went on to say that in their study, they came to the conclusion that a happy, loving family contributes to social inequality. That was their conclusion. What they're saying is that when there are happy, loving families, it causes other families, and specifically children, to feel unjustly disadvantaged. And so, what should be done then? Well, we have to somehow, like in everything, figure out a way to bring equality to the whole subject of parenting and family. So I don't know what that's going to mean. Maybe somebody's going to say, ease up, parents. Ease up on your love. Ease up on your good parenting. You're doing too well. It's making other families feel bad. That's just the thinking out there. Everything has to be equal. So now, if you have a healthy family, a loving family, you're causing problems in society. Of course, we don't agree with that, do we? No, we don't. I was reading another article, and it was about this husband and wife, and her name is Anna Kahayan. And it was talking about how they were coping with having two children. After their second child was born, this in your study sheet is her quote. She says, "When the second child was born, I was aware that having kids is a complete trap for women." Gives you her view of children and having children. But it's not just today. Back in the 1600s, the Puritans out east, that religious group, who are known for some great things. I mean, they were great people. But there was a period in the 1600s where the Puritans came up with what they call the Halfway Covenant. And the Halfway Covenant was put together because of the need to help out concerned parents who were feeling like their children were not responding to the gospel the way they should. And so they were concerned about the eternal welfare of their children. And so the Puritan church came up with this halfway covenant, which basically meant they were going to lower the standards of what is really true belief and conversion. And the idea was, even if they're halfway saved, it's satisfactory. And it was to appease parents who had a concern. Well, that didn't go over well, and a lot of people left the Puritan churches at that point because of that. But it's just to show you that this has always been around, this different ideas about children and raising children and dealing with issues that are there concerning parenting. There have always been, you know, these different kinds of ideas. So what I want to do today is very simple. because we don't have time to go into all this stuff on parenting and raising children. So I'm just going to get one simple message across, which is what this series is all about. And that is that children are a gift from the Lord. There you have it. That's the message this morning. Children are a gift from the Lord. Whether born into your family, whether adopted into your family, however it happens, children are a gift from the Lord. That's the message. Let's pray and then talk about it a little more. Our Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that we turn to it now and that we get our truth, our information from you, from your word. And Father, I pray that as we apply it to our homes, our families, our children, I pray that you would encourage us today, that you would lift us up, motivate us, whatever it is, Lord, that you want to do in our hearts and minds today, we invite you to do that. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Turn to Psalm 127. The book of Psalms, 127. I'm going to be using a New Living Translation again this morning, so just heads up on that. But Psalm 127 is where I want us to start. This is where we get the message for this morning, stated very clearly by the psalmist. Psalm 127, verse 3. He says, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him." There it is. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a gift, and notice the giver. They are a gift from the Lord. He is the source. So that is the message today. Children are a gift from the Lord. And so I just want to talk about that message as it pertains to you children, you young people, because this is a message about you, okay? And then I want to talk with the parents about that message. So that's it. A message for the children who are being called a gift from the Lord, and then a message for you parents who have received this gift from the Lord of children. So first of all, a message to the children. According to this verse, you are a gift. Now, I don't know how much time you spend thinking about that, or if you even believe that. But according to this scripture, you are a gift. Okay? You're a gift. You're a gift from the Lord. The Lord gave you to somebody. And it happens to be your parents. But you are a gift from the Lord. Obviously, there are times you don't feel like that. You never think of yourself in that way. There are probably times when you think of yourself too much as a gift to the world type thing. Okay? But we're talking about just taking this for face value. This is a truth from Scripture. You are a gift from the Lord. It's not just that friend of yours in school who's a better athlete than you. It's not just that that other girl in your class who seems to be more popular. You are a gift from the Lord. You are a gift from the Lord. Now, to really cement that into your mind, I'm going to need 3 volunteers. And if we can do this quickly, I'd like to have somebody who's like 5, 6, or 7 years old. Do we have anybody that age who'd like to come up here and help me? You don't have to say a word. 5, 6, 7-year-old? Okay, do we have like a 8, 9, or 10-year-old? Okay, you come on, right here, right here. All you have to do is stand. Can you do that? All right, good. Okay, here we go, Finn. Okay, then I need a female, and let's get a little older, like 12, 13, 14. Do we have a junior high? Come on up. No, you don't get to talk. Okay, here we go. There you go. Okay. In fact, you move over. That's my pulpit.
That's not fair.
You'll have your day, my friend. You'll have your day. Okay.
When I'm older, do I get to have your hairdo?
Yes. Yes. All right, here we go. Now, what I want to do, and if anybody has a camera or anything in your phone, you might want to get this and send it to Jennifer so she can get it on our Facebook or website. But I want to visually remind all of you children, kids, young people, whatever, of what this message is, that you are a gift from the Lord. So here we go. You are the present, my friend. No, just keep your hands down, okay?
I want more than one.
Here we go.
That one goes
hands
on
down.
That one goes on my face.
Gifts can't talk, you know that? Okay. Okay, now you just stand still. Pretend you're a gift, all right? There you go. Okay, very good. All right. There you go. We have a little name tag there. It says, from God with love, open and enjoy.
Are you going to be a present too?
Finn, I once was a gift. Okay? These aren't stocks. Okay. There you go. Okay. So what we have here is a visual, all right? Talking visual of the message in Psalm 127. It simply says, it's not hard to understand, children are a gift from the Lord. That means Finn is a gift from the Lord to the right, to the Schroeders. Eli is a gift from the Lord to the Littlers, right? Yeah. And Neva is a gift from the Lord to the Levins. Now keep that picture in your mind so you don't forget the message, okay? You are a gift from the Lord to your parents, okay? All right. You can go down and stay wrapped up. You can have those things, okay? The risk you take when you ask for volunteers. That's why God calls people. Did you notice that? He never asks for volunteers. He calls people. All right. Just a couple other things for you children, along with this message that you are a gift from the Lord. First of all, you're a handcrafted gift. You know, in the holiday season when we receive gifts, you know, in some families, you'll notice that when the gifts are passed and they're opened up, sometimes there are handcrafted gifts that are made by somebody, you know, by the giver. And sometimes you get this reaction from the receiver that's quite different from when you receive a gift that was bought at Target or something. And why is that? Because we understand there's something special about a handcrafted gift, right? Because we know that the giver has put a lot of effort, invested time in preparing that gift for us. And if you turn just over to Psalm 139, we have further information about this idea of children being a gift from the Lord. They are actually handcrafted gifts. And the psalmist describes that in Psalm 139, starting in verse 13. He says, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. I mean, the psalmist is saying that we are handcrafted. He has words like woven, knit together, made, formed in the womb. By whom? God. And so children are a gift from the Lord, but they are handcrafted gifts from the Lord. They are made by Him, formed by Him. That makes them very special gifts, handcrafted by God Himself. And because of that, young people, boys and girls, you are valuable. You have great value because of who made you, who formed you, who knit you together, who gave you as a gift to your parents. It was the Lord. And anything He makes is of value. And so you are of value. Sometimes you might not feel like it, but you are. I want to read something that A.W. Tozer wrote in one of his books to show the value of a child. Okay? And we all know this is true, but let me just give you how he presents it. He says, "A little child strays from a party of sightseers and becomes lost on a mountain. And immediately the whole mental perspective of the members of that party is changed. Admiration for the grandeur of nature gives way to distress for the lost child. The group spreads out over the mountainside, anxiously calling the child's name, searching eagerly into every secluded spot where the little one might be hidden. What brought about this sudden change? The tree-clad mountain is still there. It's still towering into the clouds in a breathtaking way. But now all attention is focused upon the search for a curly-haired little girl, not yet 2 years old, and weighing less than 30 pounds. Though so new and so small, she is more precious to parents and friends than the huge, vast, beautiful, ancient mountain they have been admiring for the last few minutes." See what Tozer is saying? The value of a child. You know, all of a sudden that child is missing. And the focus goes off this amazing part of God's creation that's been wowing them and putting them in awe. And all the focus is on the value of that one little child that they need to find. You know? And if you can't relate to that, just think Disney World, probably, you know, and all the amazing things in Disney World, you know. And all of a sudden, a little boy is missing. What happens? The rides and everything around you become very insignificant. And your focus is on finding that child. Why? Value. Value. And so, children, young people, you are a gift from the Lord. You are a handcrafted gift. He made you personally. And you're of value. And you're loved. You're loved. And again, sometimes you don't feel like it. Sometimes you don't feel like anybody cares. Sometimes you actually think the thought and maybe even say the words, "Nobody loves you," but that is never a true statement. Because you have yet to experience and never will experience a day of being unloved. You have never experienced a day of being unloved. None of us have. Every day of your life, someone has loved you. Persons, the one who made you, gave you. None of us have experienced an unloved day. Keep that in mind. Children, you're a gift from the Lord to your parents. He handcrafted you. You are valuable because of that, and you are loved. And you always have been, you always will be. Somebody cares. Somebody loves you. Message to the parents. Your children are a gift from the Lord. Your children. Don't compare your children to somebody else's children and start thinking, yeah, they really got a good gift. But no, your children are a gift from the Lord. That's how you need to see Psalm 127, verse 3. Your children are a gift from the Lord. The question is that what you truly believe? Now, that seems like an unnecessary question, right? to ask of a bunch of parents, do you truly believe that your children are a gift from the Lord? I don't think it's a question that doesn't have to be asked. I think it needs to be asked. Do you truly believe what the Bible says about your children? When you look at those kids, whether they're infants laying there in the crib, or toddlers, or elementary ruffians, or ever-changing junior hires, or senior hires about to leave the nest, when you look at them, do you think gift from the Lord? Gift from the Lord. Do you really believe that? Really? Do you believe that? We talked about outlandish ideas about children, specifically that study. I mean, there are people, and of course that lady using the word trap confirms it. There are people who don't believe their children are gifts to them from the Lord. This lady thinks they're part of a trap. There are those who think children are a complication, a burden, a mistake. I mean, we have all kinds of terms that people use, at least in their minds, if they don't say it out loud, as to how they view their children. Do you truly believe your children are a gift from the Lord? Timing was real interesting. I was sitting around these last days watching my 6 children and then my 10 grandchildren and actually thinking that, you know. Look at all these gifts, you know, these gifts from the Lord, you know. Some of them aren't maybe making decisions that I would prefer, you know. Some of them are getting into mischief, you know, as I'm watching them. But they're gifts. They came from God. He gave them their gifts. So do you truly believe that? Do not avoid that question. Do you truly believe your children are a gift from the Lord? Secondly, if you believe truly that they are a gift from the Lord, are you communicating that? I mean, if you really believe it, you'd be communicating it, right? So if you believe your kids are a gift from the Lord, are you communicating that to them? Do they know you believe that? Are you communicating that to other people about your children? If I were to ask other people in your circles of work or community or even this church and said, what do you think? What do you gather from what so-and-so says about their kids that they believe about their kids? Would they say, I really think they see them as gifts from God? Or would they mention something else? You know? If you really believe they're a gift from the Lord, are you communicating that to them? Do they know you believe that? And are you communicating that to other people? Make sure you're not communicating to other people that you believe your kids are God's. Gods and gifts are different, right? Never let the gift become a god. Okay. We're talking about gifts. To be able to humbly believe that our children are a grace gift from God. And to humbly be communicating that to them and to others. All right? And then, if you believe your kids are gifts, if you are communicating that, are you then following through with how you treat them, how you relate to them? Okay? Turn with me to Psalm 127 again, since you're there in the Psalms. Psalm 127. Let's read the rest of this little passage. Psalm 127, verse 3. It says, children are a gift from the Lord, they are a reward from Him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. Now, of course, in that day, this would be understandable. It's why he's using that illustration, because it would be very understandable in the culture. And so he's saying, children born to a young man are like arrows in his hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. He will not be put to shame when he confronts his accusers at the city gates. Just think of that. In that day, the writer is saying, you know, your children are a gift from the Lord, and they're like arrows that are given to you as gifts. And how joyful is it that you have a quiver full of these gifts, of these arrows? Did you know that arrows are not for the purpose of setting away somewhere in a closet? You know, you get a gift of arrows and then you set them away in the closet and never look at them again or see them. The purpose of arrows is to eventually shoot them somewhere. Not shoot them, shoot them somewhere. Okay, I'm not going to go any direction like that, but as I think of that picture, I think of our children as gifts from the Lord and likened to arrows in that time. You know, so valuable as gifts from the Lord. And the idea is that our children are a gift from God that eventually will be given back. Which is kind of unlike a lot of gifts, most gifts, right? But children are a gift from the Lord that eventually they're given back. And they're let go, right? And the time comes when we shoot them out into the world. And raising children is all about preparing to shoot those arrows out into the world. Right? Parenting is preparing them for that time when you take them out of the quiver, the safety of the quiver that's connected to you safely, and you shoot those arrows out into the world. How are you relating to your kids as a gift from God that you're preparing to shoot out into the world? Someday you will shoot those arrows out into the world. Are you okay with how you've prepared them? The kind of arrows they're going to be. Are they going to be arrows? They're going to have great influence. They're going to hit their target. Look at Malachi. This is a parenting scripture that we don't look at very often, because the passage really, in its context, is about marriage and divorce. But there's a little statement about children and raising children tucked away in here. Malachi chapter 2. And right in the middle of talking to the husbands and wives, verse 15, Malachi 2:15 says, "Didn't the Lord make you one with your wife? In body and spirit you are His. And what does He want? Look at godly children from your union." That's what God wants. That's what God wants from that marriage union. Not just children. Godly children. That involves some investment, doesn't it? That involves parents preparing, working, hand in hand with God, working and preparing. But His desire is that from your union there are godly children that someday you will shoot out into the world. And those children will have an influence. Do you believe your children are gifts from the Lord? Do you recognize that's where they came from? Are you communicating that? Do your children know that? That's how you feel? Is that how you communicate about them to other people? And are you relating to them as gifts from the Lord, arrows that He's put in your quiver that you get to prepare and develop for that day when you will just shoot them out into the world? You received those gifts at one time, and now you're going to give those gifts to the world. And God's going to use them. What a wonderful cycle that God has put in place for us. He brings us together as husband and wife, gifts to each other. We saw that last week. And from our union, His desire is that we receive these gifts of children. And we are to prepare them, do all we can, plus His working, to help them become godly children, so that one day we will shoot them. Those gifts He gave us, we will give those gifts back to the world. And He will work in their lives to influence their part of the world. It's just a wonderful cycle that God has given us. So, if you're single, it's a gift. We talked about that. Make sure you view it that way. It's a gift. God chooses singleness for some people. And it's a gift from Him. And we talked about all the benefits. And if you weren't here and you can't believe there's any benefit in being single, listen to that message and see what God says about the benefits. It's a gift, singleness. But others, He gives the gift of marriage. We talked about that last week. If you're married, your wife is a gift to you. Your husband is a gift to you. And He may choose to give you children from your union. They are gifts. They are gifts. Gifts that you will raise, gifts that you will be a part of developing and preparing to give to the world, to shoot out into the world and see what God will do with them and through them. So, that's the message. It's really not complicated. Children are a gift from the Lord. So kids, young people, that's you. You're a gift. Okay? You're a gift. Now, if you read the Proverbs, I think there's a real encouragement to you as children, teenagers, to help your parents enjoy the gift. I mean, there are a lot of scriptures in Proverbs. Proverbs 23 especially has a lot of instructions to kids. And basically it say, come on, bring some joy to your mom's life. You know? When your dad's old, make sure he's glad that God, you know, gave you as a gift to him. I mean, Solomon just says, you know, do what you can to make your parents glad and enjoy the gift God gave them. And parents, they are gifts. And sometimes we get frustrated. And sometimes we feel like, you know, oh man, you know, this is hard. But they're gifts. They're gifts. God gave them to you. He handcrafted them for you. He planned them just for you. They're arrows in your quiver. Now prepare those arrows. Develop those arrows with God's help. Get them ready to shoot out into the world. And you can give a gift, or you can give multiple gifts to this world. God gave them to you to raise, so that you could give them to the world and they will make a difference. That's the cycle of gifts. So, thought to consider at the bottom here, and you just take this and think it through. The blessed home is where the giver, God, the gifts, the children, and the receivers, the parents, are working together in harmony. That's the blessed home. The blessed family. When all three are working together. God is working in the family. He's the giver. The children are doing their part. They're the gifts. And the parents are doing their part. They're the receivers. And if all three are working together in harmony, you're going to have a blessed home. And this world is going to be impacted somewhere, in some way, when the time comes to shoot those arrows out, those gifts that God gave you. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You so much. You are the giver of good gifts. And I thank you for children. Thank you for that gift. And Father, you choose when to give these gifts. You choose who to give the gifts to, and we trust you. But Father, if you choose to give us the gift of children, I pray that we would be faithful in believing they are gifts, communicating it, and preparing those gifts to shoot out into this world where you can use them. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for your work in our lives, in our families' lives, in our children's lives. Thank you. In Christ's name, amen.
You stand and sing with us again.